Good morning. 6:22 a.m. on Monday, June the 4th, 2018. Yeah, 6. 40. 6:22. I'm out. I'm walking. I'm early. I needed to get early out this morning. I need to get out early this morning because the rest of the morning is going to be screwy. I got one kid's got to go to work. I got one kid's got jury duty. I got therapy. My wife has a doctor's appointment. And if I'm going to walk, it has to be now. And I am going to walk, so it's now. I actually looked up to see what time sunrise was, to see if I could get out at sunrise. But I looked out, and there's really no point to trying for a sunrise picture today. There's no clouds. There's nothing for the sun to reflect off from. There's no good color. There's nothing. It's just sun. So I finished my coffee and put my boots on and came out. So yeah, I didn't get my writing in this morning. I haven't been up very long. I haven't been up. 6:22. Yeah, I've been up an hour. I've had my coffee. I've had a couple peanut butter toast. A couple slices. There is water running down the gutter here. What the hell's going on? And it's a lot of water. It's not just like a little trickle. Where's this water all coming from? Well, I'm going upstream, so I will probably find out. Play in the puddles. You can hear the splashing or not. I'm walking in the water. Somebody's sprinkler has a problem. Back down in that neighborhood somewhere. It's all coming from the same place. So yeah, I was playing in a puddle. I'm suddenly 5 years old again. Splash, splash, splash. We still have yellow trees. But what a gorgeous morning. There's a waning half moon up there. It's just a little bit above last quarter. Tomorrow, the next day, probably be doing it. So in about an hour, my morning starts. I have to get kids in the car, do the drive thing. Have come up real fast. I don't remember there being pine cones there, and now they're like 3 inches long. I'm smelling some kind of floral scent. I can't tell if it's a real flower or like an outdoor scented Febreze or something. Dryer sheet of some kind. But yeah, I had to get out early today because today is going to be what we call a scorcher. It's going to be well up into the 90s. And I don't want to be out in trying to walk in the heat. And clearly I have to get my air conditioning replaced, refixed, flushed out, whatever it is they do to air conditioning that's in the car. Because, yeah, driving down to DIA yesterday was not exactly a pleasant trip. So, yeah, I wrote yesterday. I hope I'm going to be able to get back to it today. I need to have some... I should have some quiet time, because when I get home from therapy around 10 o'clock, my wife should be on the road, because she has to go to Fort Collins to get an eye surgery done. It's just a little Novocaine in her eyelid, which is probably going to hurt like a son of a bitch, please. Putting the Novocaine in and to make her but she's really miserable right at the moment with the some sort of cyst in her eyelid. This isn't a new procedure for her. She used to do this about 4 times a year. And it's really, really a manifestation of her stress. She gets really stressed. Her eyelid starts getting these lumps in them. And she breaks out in shingles. Okay, I'm just out on a polo shirt this morning, jeans, my boots. The sun isn't far enough around yet. I'm on the eastern region. There's almost no sunshine. It's all shade. Ah. coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Muck post. Beauty. It's a beauty. I'm so glad I got out to walk this morning. When you focus on the end result, opportunities become obligations. And that was really true yesterday. Because it was complete opportunity. It's like, okay, this is what I'm going to do now. This is my chance. Nobody's up. Nobody's making any kind of other demands on my time. I don't have anything to do for several hours. I'm going to take this opportunity. Enjoy myself by writing. And I did. It was good. This morning, however, is not necessarily going to be one of those days, which is why I decided that I would do the walk, because doing the writing, by the time I woke up, it was like, I don't really have enough time to do a whole lot, which is silly, because if I even had only 15 minutes, it was something. Cat that's usually in our backyard is now prowling this neighborhood. I don't exactly know what a feral cat's range is, but I wouldn't have thought it would be that wide. Particularly since for weeks the cat's been hanging out in our backyard. Of course, our big neutered Tom got out and gave him several kinds of hell the other night, so. And I am glad, because I just walked through a little patch of sun, and that's kind of warm already. Of course, I'm also hiking right along. I've worked up a sweat. The air still feels cool on my arms, but I've worked up a sweat. It make you feel when you did it for fun. Pretty darn good, actually. I was thinking, I wrote a little throwaway 500 word snippet for Mile High. Not Mile High, Cosine last year. It was so much fun. A very seriously tongue-in-cheek story. It's beautiful. I just walking along going, whoa. I mean, the sun is really low in the sky. It's really low. It's casting my shadow almost across the street. Well, almost to the center line anyway. It's, I guess the lawnmower guy's been here. I can smell fresh mown grass. And there's little clumps of it here on the sidewalk. So I'm supposing, yeah, that's probably the case. So there's that new mown grass smell. I can hear the traffic off on the main road. Yeah, there he is, right over there. I can hear the traffic out on the bypass. There just doesn't seem to be a breath of wind. There's no trees. There's no leaves rustling. There's nothing. Birds waking up still. Clear blue cerulean sky. Oh, anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.